ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 9 சாப்டர் 9 நச்ச மாம் தானி கர்மாணி நிபத்னந்தி தனஞ்சய உதாசீனவதாசீனம் அசக்தம் தேஷு கர்மசு. ஸோ இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோகா கிருஷ்ணா செட் ஐ கிரியேட் விசிருஜாமி. The moment Krishna says that he creates, then we will all conclude that Krishna also is a doer, is a karta. And he being the sustainer also, we will say that he is karta. Being a destroyer also, he is karta. Because he is the creator, sustainer and destroyer, so he should be karta. So he becomes srishti, sthiti, laya, karta. And as karta, he does not become a samsari even though he is karta. Then will he not become a samsari or not will be our question. Krishna says that alone does not happen because I never claim that I am a karta. Since prakriti does not delude me, I know that I am asangaha all the time. I am not involved. In my presence, prakriti creates, it continues, and it resolves into itself. I am only the adhishtana karanam and not really a karta at all. Since I remember this fact, that is why, you know, earlier we said, pashyan, shrinvan, sprishan, jigran, ashnan, gachan, swapan, swashan. I do all these activities, but naiva kinchit karomi. Gunaha guneshu vartante iti matva na sajjate. We saw all those. So it is prakriti which is active in my presence. I am not a karta at all. Since I know my asangatvam, Krishna says, tani karmani mana nibadnanti. So those karmas, srishti karma, sthiti karma, laya karma, the primary karmas of the Lord, there are so many other karmas also in addition to that. And those karmas are what? He is Sishta Anugraham, Dushta Nigraham. Various karmas are there for the Lord. So, all those karmas, Ma Na Nibadhananti, they do not bind me at all. They do not bind me at all. That's what Krishna says. So, because I know that all those karmas, actions, they belong to Prakriti and not to me. Because karma, karma means change. Karma means vikaram. Change means vikaram. We have already seen that karma means change. Change is vikaram. So vikaram belongs to what? Vikaram belongs to prakriti. Aham nirvikara swarupaha asmi. Okay. Then we might ask the question. No doubt, vikaram does not belong to the Lord. That is true. And it belongs to prakriti. We know that. But prakriti, when it is undergoing change, will it not affect the Lord who is near prakriti? That could be a question. For example, I may not move, but the floor moves, on which I am sitting. It can move down or sideways. Then what will happen to me? Because of my association with the floor, will I also not move? So because of association with prakriti, will not the Lord also change? That question we will have. That alone we have already taken care of earlier. Prakriti being mithya, Purushaha, the Lord, being satyam, any number of changes in mithya prakriti cannot make even an iota of change in the Lord. Any amount of dream travel will not make the waker's body undergo any move. We have seen all those examples. So the Lord says, Tani na nibadhananti. Why? He himself gives the reason. Udasinavat asinam. Because I ever remain like an indifferent person. That means what? I ever maintain my detachment, my unrelationship with them, asangatvam. And unrelated with what? To prakriti, to nature. So never for a moment I forget my true nature of asangatvam and I don't get associated with prakriti at all. And the temptation will be more because it is supposed to be very, very attractive. Prakriti is very attractive because sattva guna, rajo guna, they are all there. They all have got the properties like Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. All those things are very attractive. In fact, any beauty you see belongs to what? Belongs to only Prakriti. But however much glorious the Prakriti may be, even in a weak moment, I don't identify with Prakriti at all. I always remember Prakriti is Mithya. I am Satyam. Satyam and Mithya cannot have any relationship at all. So all the time I remember Aham Prakritehe Bhinnaha. And since I am detached from Prakriti, Teshu Karmasu Asaktam. I am detached from those karmas of Prakriti also. If I am unrelated to Prakriti, I am not related to the karmas of Prakriti also. No doubt, in my presence alone, Prakriti acts. But that does not mean that those actions belong to me. Just as, for example, in the presence of the waker alone, the dream travel can take place. Without the waker, the dream travel cannot happen. Still, dream travel does not change the waker at all. That is our experience every day. Similarly, Bhagavan is necessary for Prakriti's karma, but the Lord is not affected by Prakriti's karma anytime. No doubt, the screen, for example, we gave this example also. If you take a movie screen, the screen is necessary for the movie characters to work, but screen is never affected by any plot that takes place among the characters of the movie. So, Teshu Karmasu Asaktam. Therefore, we have to connect actually this to the first line. So, those karmas do not bind me. And incidentally, Shankaracharya, he gives a point here. The Lord says that Prakriti's karma does not bind him. Why? Because Lord says, I am Asaktaha. I am detached. And Shankaracharya says, Krishna is giving a clue to all of us, to every human being here. Every human being also consists of what? Purusha and Prakriti. We are a mixture of both Purusha, Chaitanyam and Prakriti. Because I am also the Shuddha Chaitanyam, which is Asangaha. And I am also provided with what? Prakriti, which is nothing but the Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram and all that. Which is mini Prakriti, we can call it. So the Lord has the total from which he has given us a drop of that Prakriti. So the body and the mind complex. Now what is happening? In the presence of me, the Asanga Chaitanyam, this body and mind do a varieties of activities. Swabhavastu Pravartate. And when I get related to Sthula Shukshma Shariram, to my own body, what happens? Their activities also, Punya Papa Karmas, they also belong to me. The moment I associate with them, with the body, their actions also belong to me. Then I will become also a Karta, a Bhokta, Punyavan, Papi, Punarjanma, Punarmaranam, all those things will bind me. But like the Lord, if I also remember that the Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, they are all Prakriti and are Mithya, Aham Chaitanya Swarupaha Asmi, which is alone Satyam, then I, the Satya Chaitanyam, has no relationship with the body at all. And their activities have no connection to me at all. If I am Asangaha towards the body and its karma, then I will also be bound. So, thus, I will not be bound. Thus, Krishna is indirectly teaching everyone to remain as Asangaha. Never relate to your body. But why do we relate like that? Why do we really relate to our body? Because Prakriti's deluding power binds us, it covers our vision. And so we are not able to resist the temptation of Maya or Prakriti. We fall in love with our own body-mind complex. Not only our own body-mind, the delusion is so powerful through the body, we are further associated with every other body also. Father, mother, sister, daughter, son, uncle, grandson, all those. So the relationship has spread, as we'll see actually in the 15th chapter, like the Ashwatha Vriksha, the tree. The roots are going deeper and deeper, and the branches are becoming stronger and stronger because of endless relationship. Samsara is becoming stronger. And Krishna says, you should not relate with even your own body. He does not say wife and children. He doesn't go even that far. Don't relate yourself even with your own body. So we have to start with the other external things later. And I only mentioned the animate. We have also, in addition, all the other attachments, like the house attachment, book, car, all those things, including the many people. Actually, these days we are having webinars. Those days when you have to have live classes, in-person classes, people used to have even an attachment to a particular place. They will come and sit near that pillar because that is a support for them. So that much attachment we have. So infinite sangha is samsara. Asangha is moksha. And Krishna gives the clue. Sloka number 10. Mama adhyakshena prakritihi suyate sacharacharam hetuna anena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. So in the last shloka, Krishna said, I am asangaha. I am unrelated. I am uninvolved. That is udasinavat asinaha. We saw that in the previous shloka. Udasinaha means indifferent. And udasinavat means as though indifferent, as though uninvolved. Then one might wonder, if Lord is not at all involved, then Lord has no role at all in creation. Because that will be the next question. Then we may think the prakriti is capable of doing everything. Prakriti or maya is capable of everything. So why the Lord? Prakriti alone is enough. Like the scientists, you know, that's what they argue. Matter was there earlier. Gradually it changed to become creation. It produced the body. Life also gradually came into that. All how? By themselves. So Swabhavavada, this is called Swabhavavada. This scientists also go through this kind of argument. They want to explain everything as natural. Swabhavavada only. So Lord says here, no doubt I am not involved, but that does not mean I have no role at all. I am not involved, but in my presence alone, everything can get involved in activity. In my sannidhyam alone, everything can be active. If I am not there, nothing can be active. Again, we have to remember the screen and movie examples. Screen does not play any role at all in the drama. But screen cannot be removed since in its presence only, all different roles do their roles. Similarly, in the presence of the Lord only, Prakriti can play its role. So, maya adhyakshena, because of me, the Nirgunam Brahma, the Para Prakriti, Purushaha, we are familiar with all these terms earlier. So, maya adhyakshena, adhyakshena, who presides over, actually the president, means what? The witness. He behaves like a sakshi, the witness, who does not do anything, but merely he is a witness. So, examples we give is like the sunlight. In the presence of sunlight, the entire world becomes active. But sunlight itself does not do anything at all. Similarly, because of me, the presiding principle, the adhishtana tattvam, prakritihi suyate. The prakriti, the mithya prakriti, creates the universe. What type of universe? Sacharacharam. Along with all the moving and non-moving beings. That is things and beings. The inert and the living things in creation. So the Bhoktra Prapancha and the Bhogya Prapancha. So Prakriti gives birth to this whole creation because of my very presence. O Kaunteya, O Arjuna, Anena Hetuna. Because of my presence alone, Jagat Viparivartate. The world revolves around. Because of my presence only, the world acts, is enlivened. That is, Prakriti does its job because of the Adhishtana Ishvara. And when Prakriti becomes Prapancha, the Prapancha also remains doing its duty because of the Adhishtana Ishvara only. So Prakriti is in unmanifest form. Prapancha is in manifest form. Prakriti does its duty to become the creation because of Ishvara's presence. Prapancha also continues in its own law and order because of Ishvara's presence. And what is the reason? Very simple. The Prakriti and Prapancha happen to be Jadam. They are inert in nature. And Mithya in its nature also. And since it is Mithya, it has to borrow existence from someone. Just as the shadow has to borrow the existence from some person. There is no shadow without a person. It has to borrow existence from some person only. So dream has to borrow existence from whom? From the waker. The screen movie has to borrow existence from whom? From the screen. Similarly, both Prakriti and Prapancha, the universe, have to borrow existence from Brahman, the Lord. Not only it has to borrow existence, being Jada Prapancha, the inert Prapancha, it has to borrow Chaitanyam also from Brahman alone. The consciousness, the awareness principle. Remember, when I am touching the body, medically, scientifically speaking, body is what? It's only matter, consisting of Panchabhutas. It is like any statue or anything external. The body also is like that. But now we find the matter bundle, the body, is capable of feeling the touch. Which means what? Here there is Chaitanyam pervading. That means if the hand is now live, it's a live hand, it means this hand has borrowed consciousness from somewhere, from someone. From where does the hand borrow the consciousness? If you ask, that is the Adhishtana Brahma Chaitanyam or the Atma Chaitanyam alone, which lends existence to the Prapancha, to this universe, and the consciousness to this Prapancha. And therefore, the Lord says, even though I am Asangaha, I am uninvolved, unrelated, without me, the world cannot continue. That is the verdict of the Lord. Thus, in these shlokas, the Asangatvam of the Lord was very, very clearly pointed out. It started from the sixth shloka onwards, from the Akasha Drishtanta, from the example of the space. And all throughout, the Lord pointed out that I am Asangaha, I am unrelated. And the Asangatvam itself, by extension, will mean the Lord is Akarta, the Lord is Abhokta also. Because when there is no association with karma, I will become Akarta. So, Asanga means what? And when I am not associated with the karma palam, the fruit of the karma, then I am abhokta also. So, Asanga means indirectly, I am akarta and abhokta. Thus, from the 6th to 10th shloka, we get the Asangatvam of Ishvara, the unrelated nature of Ishvara. With this, the Ishvara Swarupa Nirupanam is also over. So we identified these topics when we gave the introduction for the 9th chapter. So the Ishvara Swarupa Nirupanam. Now on, Krishna is going to point out why the Jivas are not recognizing this. Why the Jivas, they don't recognize this fact. Why can't the Jivas also enjoy Asanga like me and enjoy freedom? Why do the Jivas get bound? So the Samsara Karanam, Moksha Karanam, they all have to be discussed. So Krishna is going to take up all those things next. Shloka 11. Avajananti ma mudaha manushim tanu mashritam param bhavama janantaha mama bhuta maheshwaram. Shloka number 11. So it has been said earlier that the Lord is originally formless. Nirgunam, formless. And that Lord himself, for the sake of blessing the world, paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chadushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge, the Lord said actually in the 4th chapter. So for blessing the world, the Lord sometimes takes what is known as an avatara. He is assuming a physical body, and the physical body of the Lord must be paraprakriti or aparaprakriti. If you understand the terms we discussed earlier, the physical body of the Lord, should it belong to Paraprakriti or Aparaprakriti? The physical body must be born out of Aparaprakriti only. And so the form of the Lord is Mithya only. It is unreal. It is apparent. Thus, for the sake of the Loka Anugraha, the Lord takes the Krishna Shariram or Rama Shariram or Ganesha Shariram or any Shariram for that matter. And even when the Lord appears in that limited form of any body, the original nature of the Lord is Parambhavam only, Paraprakriti only. And that also Krishna has said in the 4th chapter, Ajopisan avyaktatma భూతానాం ఈశ్వరోపి సన్ ప్రకృతిం స్వాం అధిష్టాయ సంభవామి ఆత్మమాయయ. రియలీ బీయింగ్ బర్త్లెస్ ఐ అపియర్ టు బి బార్న్. రియలీ బీయింగ్ బాడీలెస్ ఐ అపియర్ టు బి ఎంబాడీడ్. రియలీ బీయింగ్ యాక్షన్లెస్ ఐ అపియర్ టు బి వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆల్సో. ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ రియలీ నాట్ దేర్ బట్ ద హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ దే డూ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దీస్. దే డూ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ మై రియల్ నేచర్ because I have got an unreal embodiment, an unreal form. They get stuck with this unreal form and they lose sight of my real nature. That is what people do. So the Lord says, manushim tanum ashritam mam. I who have temporarily taken to human form, manushim tanum. Manushim tanum means manushya sariram. Having taken the human body, I have taken to an apparent temporary mithya human body for paritranaya sadhunam etc. My real thing is birthless. So Janmashtami is fake thing for me. As far as the Lord is concerned, Janmashtami, Ravanami, they are all fake for him. But what happens? Mudaha, the deluded people, the people who are all deluded, they hold on to this fake body of me. They go on describing it. They go on worshipping it. That Krishna's color is blue, dark, beautiful eyes, nice flute, all that thing they describe. They think they are glorifying me really. But what are they really doing? Mam avajananti. They are really disregarding me. They are not glorifying me at all in that thought. They are looking down upon me. Avajanaihi, to look down upon. So, in the name of glorification, they are only looking down upon me. They are not looking at my higher nature at all. So, why they do like that? Because they are holding on to the unreal form of mine. And they are missing the real content, the paraprakriti. To use the seventh chapter language, they hold on to the aparaprakriti form and lose sight of the paraprakriti nature of mine. They hold on banana skin and they throw away the real banana. Why do they do like that? Krishna gives the reason here. Mama parambhavam ajanantaha. Because they do not know my own higher nature. Parambhavam, my higher nature ajanantaha. The formless nature they don't know. So avyakta murti is not known to them. And so they hold on to what? They hold on to the Krishnamurti. Because the Avyakta Murti is not known to them, they hold on to the Krishnamurti. So Parambhavam means Paraprakritim, Asangaha, Satyaha, Karana, Avyakta Rupam. That Bhavam, that form, Ajanantaha, not knowing that. And what is their higher nature? Bhuta Maheshwaram, which is the Lord of all the Bhutas, of all beings. That is my original nature. So, Bhutanam Mahantam Ishwaram Mam. So, I am not one of the beings, even though I appear as another being in my avataram, but really my nature is, I am the Lord of all beings. This Swarupam, Ajanantaha, not knowing. So, Ishwara, the Deha they know. They know Krishna's body. They know Rama's body. They know the Deha of Ishwara. But Ishwara, the Dehi, they do not know. The Parambhavam of Ishwara, they don't know. And therefore, they become, like Sangharacharya, he adds here, Varakaha, Varakaha Te. They are to be pitied. They are to be sympathized with because they are all samsaris. So those people who hold on to the body of the Lord, they are all samsaris. All those people who worship the Lord in some particular form of the other, they are all samsaris. Okay, how they are samsaris now? That is actually explained in the next shloka, shloka number 12, that we will read. Mogasha moga karmanaha moga jnana vichetasaha rakshasi masurin chaiva prakritim mohinim shritaha. So if they do not know Ishwara, the Dehi, and if they hold on to the Deham, the body, the unreal one, then the same mistake, if those people think of the Lord like that, they will commit the same mistake with respect to themselves also. If I mistake Ishvara as Ishvara Shariram, then I am going to look upon myself also as the Shariram and not the Shariri. We have already explained what is Shariram and Shariri earlier. So if I, Shariri is the Chaitanyam, Dehi is the Chaitanyam, and Deha is the body. So if I attribute birth to Lord himself, how will I look upon myself? I will certainly look upon myself also as Jataha, one who is born. And if I look upon as body, then Deha Abhimanam cannot be avoided. My association with my body cannot be avoided if I look upon myself as body only. And as a Deha, I'll be only interested in material things. As body being inert, I'll be interested only in material things. Only if I know myself as the spirit, if I give importance to Atma alone, my interest will be in Adhyatma Shastram. It will lead to moksha. If I take myself as the body, I will be interested only in Anatma Shastram alone. The more I love the body, the more my interest will be on bodily comforts only. Health, bodily care, beauty, books, all those things related to body. Eye care, tooth care, nail care, hair care, all those cares. All the time, I spend time only on those things. And to do that, I need a lot of wealth also. Medical expenditure is tremendous these days. So all the time lost only in maintaining the body and the body relationships. And what is my attitude towards the Lord then? I may be even a devotee of the Lord. I may even worship him all the time. But worshipping the Lord also will be for what? For money, better wealth, better health, position. Only for those things I will worship the Lord. So even religion will be approached for getting out of problems only. Therefore, Krishna strongly condemns those people who are Dehatma Vadinaha. Who are all Dehatma Bhava, for all their Dehatma Buddhi, for whom Ishvara also is a Deham, and so also themselves also as only body. So Krishna says, Vichetasaha, that's the first glory of those people. They are given so many titles here, Vichetasaha, these indiscriminate people. Chetas means Buddhi. Vigadam Chetaha means Atma Anatma Viveka Prajna Esha. So they don't have all that. So those who do not have the buddhi, the discriminative ability between Krishna Shariram and Krishna the Shariri, they do not understand that the difference between them. Therefore, their own Shariram and their Shariri, the discrimination, they do not have. So Vichetasaha, Avivekanaha, Alpajnaha, these people, they are unintelligent people, which he pointed out actually in the previous shloka as Mudaha, deluded people. Okay, what do those people have? Moghashaha. All have useless expectations, very vain expectations, because all their desires belong to what? Belong to the body, the Anatma. A better house I want, better car, bank account. They desire list the list of belongings they want, all relate to only Anatma, the body. They have the least or no desire at all for Atma. So Adhyatma Vishaya. Adhyatma Vishaya Icha Nasti. No such desire at all. Anatma Icha only they have. All the time. It goes on increasing. Each advertisement you see in the TV or in the paper tempts them. Then why do we say that they are all vain expectations? Mogaha. Mogaha means Nishprayojanam, Nishpalam, Vritha, Vyartham. And we have to be careful. This is not Mohaha. This is Mogaha. And what is Vyartham? Vi artaha, vigataha artaha, purushartaha, artaha means purushartaha has been. So in what there is no purushartha at all. So they are all useless. That is vyartaha. Artaha means purushartaha. Vi artaha, which is not, that is vyartaha. So why do we say anatma desires are nishprayojana without any phalam or without any phalam, without any fruit? We can certainly fulfill all the desires of anatma. All the desires of the body can be, for example, if I desire a house or a car, I can certainly work for them and achieve them also. No problem. Then why do we say this is a waste? From the Vedantic angle, it is a waste because any number of anatma desire, fulfillment cannot give what? Contentment. Cannot give tripti. కామయేష క్రోమై క్రోధయేష రజోగుణ సముద్భవ మహాశనో మహాపాప్మా విత్తేన మిహ వైరిణం. కృష్ణ సార్, అనాత్మ డిజైర్స్ క్యాన్ బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ బట్ పూర్ణత్వం కెనాట్ బి అటైన్డ్. వన్ కెనాట్ బికమ్ పూర్ణ బై దాట్. సో వీ కెన్ వాచ్ అవర్ ఓన్ మైండ్ పర్హాప్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ బయింగ్ సంథింగ్ బిఫోర్ ఈవెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బ్రాట్ హోమ్ వి థింక్ ఆఫ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ ఇయర్స్ మోడల్ ఆర్ బెటర్ బ్రాండ్ ప్లానింగ్ ఫర్ ద నెక్స్ట్ మంత్స్ ఆంటిసిపేటెడ్ ఇన్కమ్ may or may not get perhaps, but we imagine all those. So we find that na vittena tarpaniyo manushyaha. In Kathopanishad we already saw, Nachiketa said, so money can never give me fulfillment. It can give me food. It can give me clothing. It can give me shelter. We can use money for all these, but trying to use money for tripti is a wild goose chase. We can never get contentment with money. Therefore, moghashaha. And if the desires are wasteful, what will be the actions? Equally, mogha karmanaha. All their actions also are a waste. Because the actions are meant for what? For fulfilling all these foolish desires. If one makes an interview of all supposedly rich people, for example, one will find they are all richly poor only. భద్రగిరి హీ డిఫైన్స్ పావర్టీ సతు భవతు దరిద్రో యస్య తృష్ణ విశాల. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. ద వన్ హూ నీడ్స్ ఇస్ ఎ పూర్ పర్సన్. వాట్ వీ నార్మలీ సే, వన్ హూ ఇస్ రిచ్ అండ్ హూ ఇస్ పూర్ వి సే. సో హీ సేస్ దట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ది మెట్రిక్ టు అసెస్ రిచ్నెస్ ఆర్ పూర్నెస్. వన్ హూ నీడ్స్ ఇస్ పూర్ అండ్ వన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ నీడ్ ఇస్ రిచ్. సో కౌపీనవంత ఖలు భాగ్యవంత శంకరాచార్య సార్, హీఈస్ ద రిచెస్ట్. హీ హాజ్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ హీస్ కౌపీనం ఓన్లీ, బట్ భాగ్యవంత బికాస్ హీ హాజ్ నో వరీ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ కైండ్ బికాస్ హీ డజంట్ నీడ్ ఎనీథింగ్. సో ఆఫ్టర్ హ్యావింగ్ 50 రోల్స్ రాయ్స్ కార్స్ దర్ యూస్ టు బి రజనీష్ అండ్ పీపుల్ మైట్ రిమెంబర్ హీ వాంటెడ్ స్టిల్ టు హ్యాడ్ మోర్ కార్స్ టు హిస్ ఫ్లీట్. రిచ్లీ పూవర్ పర్సన్ నాక్సిమరాన్. ఓకే, అండ్ మోగ జ్ఞాన. What about their knowledge? Okay, there are mogashaha, mogakarmanaha. What about their knowledge? That is also centered on pampering anatma only. Even all their knowledge is centered on pampering the anatma only. Anatma vishaya jnanam alone they have. The whole modern science works at what? How to give better comfort to the body. That is what it's working on. The same science will later say, don't use foam bed, lie on flat ground. We pay several $1,000 for our bed, then we have back problem, that problem, traction, and lie down on hardwood floor. Finally, they create AC and say later say don't use it. You may have that cold problem, this problem and all. And so anatma vishaya jnanam and pampering anatma, they are supposed to be civilization or advancement of a country. But Vedanta looks down upon the whole thing, calls it avidya, ignorance. Vedanta calls the entire thing. So, mogam jnanam yeshante moha jnanaha. Okay, then what will happen? When the desires increase, the increase of desires will be always in galloping proportions, like cancer. And our capacity to yearn and fulfill is not as much, it's only gradual. Then a time comes when any desire is so much and my capacity to fulfill is so little. So what do? I try wrong methods, shortcut methods. I do anything, accept bribe as some gift. What is wrong in that? We argue also. That is why Krishna said in the third chapter, Mahashano Mahapapma, from desire to sin, there is not much gap at all. From desire to sin, there is not much gap. When desires reach out of proportion, sins will automatically come. And so the Lord says here, Rakshasim Asurim Chaiva Ashritaha Prakritim. Prakritim means Swabhavam, their nature. They take to such character which is Rakshasik and Asurik, which is Rajapradhana and Tamapradhana, or which is రాక్షసి మీన్స్ ద్వేష ప్రధాన అండ్ ఆసురి రాగ ప్రధాన రాగద్వేషాస్. సో ఇన్ రాక్షసి క్యారెక్టర్ ఎ పర్సన్ హార్మ్స్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ హీ ఫైన్స్ ప్లెషర్ ఇన్ ద వెరీ హార్మింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. సో ద్వేష ప్రధాన ఆర్ హింసా ప్రధాన దే బికమ్. శంకరాచార్య హీ రైట్స్ చింది బింది కాద ఫిబ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ హింసా దేడు. ఆసురి మీన్స్ ఆల్ బోగాస్. హీ డస్ నాట్ హార్మ్ ఎనీ వన్ బట్ కంప్లీట్లీ లాస్ట్ ఇన్ సెన్సువల్ ప్లెషర్స్. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ ఈస్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్. సో దట్ ఇస్ వై హీ ఈస్ రాగ ప్రధాన అటాచ్మెంట్. సో టు రిచ్ క్యారెక్టర్స్ టు సచ్ క్యారెక్టర్స్ హీ విల్ వాట్ హీ విల్ టేక్. యాక్చువల్లీ దిస్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఎ క్లూ అబౌట్ దిస్. కృష్ణ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ ఎలాబరేట్లీ ఇన్ ద 16th అండ్ 17th చాప్టర్స్ విచ్ విల్ సీ లేటర్. సో ఎస్పెషలీ ఇన్ ద 16th చాప్టర్ హీ కాల్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ దైవ అసుర సంపత్ విభాగ యోగ. దర్ ఇస్ అ సెపరేట్ చాప్టర్ ఫార్ దాట్. దేర్ ఇన్ 10-15 శ్లోకాస్ కృష్ణ విల్ ఎలాబరేట్లీ డిస్కస్ ది ఆసురి సంపత్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ హింటెడ్ హియర్. రాక్షసీం ఆసురీం చైవ. దే సే ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ టైగర్ క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ లయన్ క్యారెక్టర్. టైగర్ వాట్ ఇట్ డస్, టైగర్ జస్ట్ ఎంజాయ్స్ కిల్లింగ్ వెదర్ ఇట్ నీడ్స్ ఇట్ ఆర్ నాట్, జస్ట్ కిల్ అండ్ గో. ఇట్స్ ఎ వెరీ సాడిస్టిక్ ప్లెషర్. దట్ ఈస్ రాక్షసిక్ ఇన్ నేచర్. అండ్ ఆసురిక్ నేచర్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ లయన్. ఇట్ విల్ హార్మ్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హంగ్రీ, అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ విల్ డూ నో హార్మ్ అట్ ఆల్. సో దట్ ఈస్ రాక్షసీం ఆసురీం చైవ. టు సచ్ ప్రకృతి ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్? వి సెడ్ డిఫరెంట్ మీనింగ్స్ ఫర్ ప్రకృతి యాక్చువల్లీ, పరాప్రకృతి అపరాప్రకృతి ఎట్సెట్రా. హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పరాప్రకృతి ఆర్ అపరాప్రకృతి బట్ మీన్స్ స్వభావ, ఎ పర్సన్స్ క్యారెక్టర్. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ప్రకృతి ఇట్ ఈస్? మోహిని, విచ్ డెల్యూట్స్ దెమ్ కంప్లీట్లీ. మోహిని ద వన్ దట్ డెల్యూట్స్ ద పర్సన్ కంప్లీట్లీ. మోహయంతి మోహయతి ఇది మోహిని. సో శంకరాచార్య సేస్, సో మోహకరీం దేహాత్మ భావిన్ భావిన్. సో ది మోహకరీం దేహాత్మ భావిన్. సో ది దేహాత్మ భావి భావం ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు క్రియేట్. సో ఇట్ క్రియేట్స్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఆఫ్ దేహాత్మ బుద్ధి, సెల్ఫ్ సెంటర్డ్ నేచర్. ద మోర్ సెల్ఫ్ సెంటర్డ్ దే ఆర్, ద మోర్ దే విల్ వయలేట్ ద ధర్మ రూల్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ సో సెల్ఫ్ సెంటర్డ్. ఎ బిజినెస్ మ్యాన్ హూ డస్ అడల్టరేషన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ హీ హాస్ నో బుద్ధి. హీ నోస్ వెరీ వెల్ అడల్టరేటింగ్ ఈస్ రాంగ్. హీ నోస్, హీ నోస్ వెరీ వెల్ దట్ ద అడల్టరేటెడ్ ప్రోడక్ట్ విల్ హార్మ్ సో మెనీ పీపుల్. బట్ హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ దట్ పీపుల్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ బిగ్ ఇండస్ట్రీస్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ అడల్టరేషన్? లాంగ్ ఎగో దర్ యూస్ టు బి ఎ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వనస్పతి లైక్ డాల్డా సంథింగ్ ఇన్ ఇండియా. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ దే ఫౌండ్ ఇట్ హ్యాడ్ అ పర్టికులర్ మెటీరియల్ కాల్డ్ లార్డ్. దే యూస్ టు యాడ్ టు దాట్ సో దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ చీప్ అండ్ పీపుల్, దిస్ ఈస్ అన్ అనిమల్ ప్రోడక్ట్ అండ్ పీపుల్ నెవర్ న్యూ దాట్. ఫర్ అ లాంగ్ టైమ్ ఇట్ వాస్ బీయింగ్ సోల్డ్ ఇన్ ద మార్కెట్ అండ్ ఫైనలీ దే ఫౌండ్ అవుట్ దాట్ దే ఆర్ మిక్సింగ్ సమ్ సచ్ మెటీరియల్. ది గై హూ డస్ దిస్ హీ నోస్ వెరీ వెల్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ వెజిటేరియన్స్ దే టేక్ దిస్ ఫుడ్, దే టేక్ దిస్ వనస్పతి, బట్ దే వర్ స్టిల్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ దే డోంట్ నో, దే డూ ఇట్ విల్లింగ్లీ. దే డూ హ్యావ్ జ్ఞానం, ఆల్ రైట్, బట్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం ఇట్ ఈస్? ఇట్ ఈస్ ద డిస్ట్రక్టివ్ జ్ఞానం, పర్వర్ట్ జ్ఞానం, మోగ జ్ఞానం. బికాస్ ద గ్రీడ్ ఫర్ మనీ హ్యాస్ రీచ్ సచ్ అ స్టేజ్ దట్ దిస్ సింపుల్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఈస్ క్లౌడెడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెయిల్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యాస్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్లీ హిడన్ ఫ్రమ్ దెమ్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ద లార్డ్ సేస్ హియర్. మోహినీం శ్రితాహ. శ్రితాహ మీన్స్ దే రిసార్ట్ టు సచ్ డెల్యూడింగ్ హ్యాబిట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ రియలీ టెరబుల్ అండ్ దర్ హోల్ లైఫ్ బికమ్స్ ఎ వేస్ట్ ఫార్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ అండ్ దే హార్మ్ ద సొసైటీ ఆల్సో. సో సంసార కారణం హ్యాస్ బీన్ సెట్ విచ్ ఇస్ అజ్ఞాన అండ్ అజ్ఞాన జన్య మోహ ద డెల్యూషన్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ నౌ హౌ వీఆర్ ట్రాప్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ సంసార అండ్ నౌ వాంట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ ద వే అవుట్, ద సొల్యూషన్, ద ఎగ్జిట్ డోర్. అండ్ కృష్ణ విల్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ భక్తి యాజ్ ద సొల్యూషన్ ఫ్రమ్ నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక ఆన్వర్డ్స్. శ్లోక 13. మహాత్మానస్తు మాం పార్థ దైవీం ప్రకృతిమాశ్రితాః భజంత్యన్యస్య మనసః జ్ఞాత్వా భూతాదిమవ్యయం. సో 11 అండ్ 12 శ్లోకాస్ దే టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ది సంసార కారణం, ద కాజ్ ఫార్ సంసార. అండ్ ద 13th శ్లోక ఆన్వర్డ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మోక్ష కారణం, దట్ ఈస్ భక్తి. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ హియర్. అండ్ వెన్ వి సే భక్తి, we should understand that very clearly. Bhakti is the name of all sadhanas that we do. In the initial stage, bhakti will be called karma yoga. And in the later stage, the same bhakti will be called upasana. And in the final stage, the same bhakti will be called jnana yoga. So according to the grade, the bhakti has to be interpreted properly. And how do we say karma yoga is bhakti? Because in karma yoga, Ishwara arpana buddhi, we already talked about it. Ishwara arpana buddhi and Ishwara prasada buddhi, they are there. When one receives the palam, it is prasada buddhi. And when he does the action, it is arpana buddhi. I do this action as an offering to the Lord, Ishwara arpana buddhi. And whatever comes out of this action, I take it as Ishwara prasada. So that it is also bhakti. And once he has practiced karma yoga, he has got sufficient chitta shuddhi, purity of mind. Then bhakti is no more a continuation of karma yoga, but it becomes an upasana. It's a meditation. Meditating on the forms of the Lord, up to Vishwarupa even, Virat Rupa. And why do we call that also as bhakti? Because in that also, he has got his mind upon the Lord alone. Since the mind is fixed on the Lord, it is also called bhakti alone. In upasana also, the mind is fixed on the Lord only. And once he has got chitta shuddhi and chitta ekagrata, the focus, then the very same bhakti takes him to the higher role of jnanam. So previously he was artha bhakta or artharthi bhakta, and now he has become a jignyasu bhakta. We have seen all these things. Remember the 7th chapter. So, artho jignyasu rarthati jnani chavara darshava. We saw that shloka there earlier. So, jnana yoga is the highest form of bhakti. For which karma yoga and upasana types of bhakti, they become like stepping stones, like a ladder. So, jnana yoga type of bhakti will be sakshat karanam, the direct cause for liberation, for moksha. Okay. How can we call jnana yoga as bhakti? We may have that question, because one does not sing bhajans, etc. in jnana yoga. He doesn't shed tears. You know, religion is emotion. Some people with highest amount of bhakti, they shed tears. They become, you know, trance, all those things they get. This person does not even, in jnana marga, he doesn't do any puja or any, he doesn't do any homa or any of those things. He is doing only inquiry, intellectual analysis. Then how we can call that also as bhakti? Is it not bhakti and emotional upheaval? People may ask all those questions. It's not jnana yoga, a dry logic. How can we call it bhakti? Bhakti is emotion. Jnana yoga is a dry logic, people might argue. Remember, jnana yoga also is called bhakti because there we try to know the para prakriti of the Lord. In karma yoga and upasana, we worship the apara prakriti of the Lord. Whereas in jnana yoga, we only discuss the para prakriti of the Lord, which was said in the 4th chapter, in the 4th to the 10th shlokas. Ishwara is satyam, jagat mithya, Ishwara is avyakta murti, asangaha, jagat karanam, all those things we saw. About him, about whom we learn? Only about the Lord only, para prakriti alone we learn. So, which happens to be myself, aham. That is the different issue actually. But it is the swarupam of Ishwara alone in jnana yoga that we learn. So when I study the Atma Swarupam, I only study the Ishwara Swarupam only. Because Atma Swarupam and Ishwara Swarupam happens to be identical. Whether you call it self-enquiry or Brahman enquiry, Ishwara alone is worshipped in the Vedanta Vichara also. So in fact, this is Uttama Bhakti, the highest form of Bhakti. It is said actually in the Bhagavatam. They grade the Bhakti into three, and the worship of a form they characterized as Adhama Bhakti, worship of the Lord with a form, they call it as Adhama Bhakti. And they have characterized the Uttama Bhakti as Jnanam, the Vedanta Vichara. So Vedanta does not negate them at all. Higher state of Bhakti is wisdom, in which Bhagavan's nature and my nature are identical. That is the higher state of Bhakti. And in that Bhagavan, all the Nama Rupas, they are all superimposed on the Bhagavan. So when Krishna says here bhakti, he is keeping all stages of bhakti in mind. All the stages we already saw earlier. So Mahatmanaha too. Whereas those Mahatmas, the Vivekis, In the last sloka, he said, Vicheta Saha. Its opposite is Mahatma here. Viveki is the noble ones. Krishna said actually in the 7th chapter has Punyatmanah. Namam Dushkritino Mudaha Prapadyante Naradamaha Maya Maya Apakrita Jnanaha Asuram Bhava Mashritaha. So and these all Chadurvida Bhajante Mam Jana Sukriti Norjunam Arto Jignasurartati Jnani Chabara Darshaba. So those who are holding on to the materialistic things are they are all what? They are all Dushkritinaha. The people Purva Janma Papa. That's why they are all holding on to all those materialistic things. But those who have got some Punyam, they are all Sukritinaha. So Dukritinaha and Sukritinaha. So all this Chaturvidha Bhajante Imam, they Bhajante. But those who have not got Punyam, or those people who have got Punyam, they are all Sukritinaha. So those Sukritinaha of the 7th chapter is the Mahatmanaha here in this sloka. So 7th and 9th chapter are two good chapters for comparative study actually. Many common things are discussed in both of them. There also Srishti Prakaranam was there, the idea of creation. And here also idea of creation is talked about. There also it was said, Ajnanam is the cause. Avidya, Ajnanam, ignorance is the cause. Here also same thing. And there also Bhakti. And here also Bhakti. So Mahatmanaha, they take to what? Daivim, Prakritim, Ashritaha. The previous ones, they take to what? Rakshasim, Asurim, Prakritim. That's what they take. Whereas these Mahatmas, they take Daivim, Prakritim, Ashritaha. These people, they take to Daivim, Prakritim. Means the sattvic nature. The more alert nature. So taking to Sattva Guna, which stands for discriminative ability, discriminative power. What do they do? Mam Bhajanti. They worship me. Taking to that, they worship me. Worship what type of me actually? They also worship me, worship as a form only a particular Ishta Devata they worship. Then we will wonder, what is the difference between the other and these? Because they are also worshipping a form, these people are also worshipping a form only. Both of them worship the Lord as the body. Then what is the difference? He says, Nyatvam Bhutadim Avyayam. They know from the scriptures that the Lord is not this form. Even though they may have Ishta Devata as Mahaganapati, as Rama or Krishna, they know internally that the Lord, Paraprakriti, is not of that form. It is temporarily only accepted, but they know what the Lord to be. Bhutadim, Bhutanam Karanam, the cause of the universe, they know that Lord to be that. He is not a person born in the universe on Janmashtami day or some Ramanavami day. But Krishna is the symbol for the birthless Lord, the cause of the universe. And who is Avyayam? Who is deathless? He is birthless and deathless. Literally, Avyayam means what? Decayless. So it is the one who has no decay at all. So Marana Rahitaha, deathless. And what does it mean? They do not really know the para prakriti nature of the Lord. But they believe in the scriptures that there is something which I do not know. They believe in the scriptures. The scriptures talk about that. I do not know it now. I have not understood that yet now. But I know this much, that this form is not the ultimate form. The form that I worship now is not the ultimate form. They know that much. I am worshipping the Lord as a temporary worship. But ultimately, there is something else to be discovered. This is what we call as Paroksha Jnanam. There is the higher nature for the Lord. It is formless. It is Ashabdam, Asparsham, Arubam, Arasam, Agandam. I know that. It is called Brahman. Such a nature is there as per scriptures. But I have not understood that yet. But my aim should be to understand that ultimately. So the other people do not believe in that. They do not work for Atma at all. They hold on to the Anatma as the ultimate. But these people hold on to Anatma as a stepping stone for going to Atma. So constantly they tell, I am in the lower state of worship only yet. There is something high which I have to know. I have to strive to know that there is a craving in them to go beyond Anatma and to recognize the Atma ultimately. So Bhutadim Avyayam Jnatva Bhajanti. They worship. And what is their goal? In the goal also there is certain difference. when they worship the Saguna Ishvara, the Anatma form of the Lord, their desire is not Anatma. In the case of Rakshasi Masurim people, they hold on to the body of the Lord and seek lower worldly pleasures only. Whereas these people, the Mahatmas, they seek the higher nature of the Lord. Worship the lower nature, all right. But through that, they seek the higher nature. The Sankalpa is what? Jnana Vairagya Siddhyartham. See, that is their Sankalpa. Not that Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, Chaturvedala, Palapurusha, Artha, Siddhyartham, Ishta, Kami, Artha, Siddhyartham. They don't do that Sankalpa. Jnana Vairagya Siddhyartham. I want to get Jnanam and Vairagyam. And karma, let them do. Any temple, let them visit. Doesn't matter. When they close their eyes, the only prayer that comes for them is Jnana Vairagyam Dehi. Please, that alone I want. Give me these two, Jnana and Vairagya. But if we say there are a lot of problems in the family, okay, give me the ability to deal with them also. Not to remove the problems, not to resist them. Prarabdha will get crash. You cannot resist that. You have to only pray for the ability to handle them. That all he will ask. So give me the strength to go through these difficulties. And even while I go through them, I should remember that my goal is what? Is something else. I must take these difficulties like mosquito bites. They all will come. I should take them like that, but I should keep my ultimate goal straight. I should be seeking Jnana Vairagyam under any trying condition. If at all I seek something else, give me the strength to suffer my prarabdha. That is the only thing I should ask. Prarabdha cannot be resisted. It will get crashed into me. So only give me the strength to deal with that. That is the only thing I one can ask. That even when I am suffering my prarabdha, I should not forget my goal, ultimate goal. Give me that strength alone. This alone is the constant prayer of such vivekis. From where I am saying all this? Ananya manasaha. Without anything else in the mind, other than brahmajnanam, moksha, paraprakriti, that alone is there in the mind. I do not have anything else to seek of the Lord. They worship me. Actually, Krishna is going to give himself more details of that thing in the following verses, because they are all interesting subjects. We are going to see those things in the next webinar. But Krishna, at this point, he is trying to point out what should be our ultimate goal when we pray to the Lord. What kind of bhakti it should be. We will continue the discussion in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti linasya parasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishna, namaste.